What's good, fam? It's your boy Dijon. I'm here representing the Dharma Glow podcast. Good to have you. This movement that we're doing here at Dharma Glow is all about helping you live a liberated and luminous lifestyle. So on this podcast, we're going to be hearing stories of people on their road to purpose, what they discovered along the way, and what the expression of their purpose looks like at this time. We also have live in-person events to create community, and the next one is going to be November 11th in Atlanta, Georgia at Piedmont Park, featuring Londrell and Lizzie Jeff. So if you want to come through and join us, head on over to dharmaglow.com, and there you'll find other opportunities to tap in. We're grateful to have you here. Enjoy the episode. All right, welcome, Dharma Glow community. I'm here with Celeste. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Hello. I'm so honored to be here, and I found home in Dharma Glow, so I'm just honored and grateful that I'm here chatting with you today.
Yeah, this is one of the beautiful synchronicities of creating experiences like this. It's just getting to connect with other people that have great energy and are oftentimes doing things on a similar path. But we first connected when you came to, I think, like September of 2021, that Dharma Glow, right? With Lamech Frisol.
I think it was the glow up event with Londrell. That was the first.
That was the first one. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that might have been October of 2021. But that was a very powerful experience, and he recorded some IT stories that were just like you and your vibe, dancing, smiling, heart open. And it was good because it showcases what we're co-creating there to other people to invite them in, which I really appreciate.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think I was inspired to just be myself that day. So I'm glad it showed through, and I love just connecting with people. And it was such an intimate space that you created. And I'm just excited to keep attending a community events like this, because that's really what awakened me and opened the gates to me expressing myself, connecting others who I didn't even know there were people like communities like this. And so it was a first, that was that first step for me to just even realizing like, wow, there are people who get me. There are people who love what I love. So thank you. Again, thank you for creating communities like this, because that was the one for me to really just open up and be myself. And yeah.
It was my pleasure. So we were connected on Instagram after that. And I remember you didn't have a lot of posts, but from what I saw, and they all felt really good. Your energy was shining through very clearly. She can hear it in her voice. She has like a sunshiny personality. And at some point you went and did Dharma coaching with Sahara Rose, who's also a very powerful being. And in this world of Dharma, she's like probably the biggest person I know of doing this work. I saw you talking about your experiences in the program and the way that you are now supporting people. And I was like, oh, that's so awesome. Like people getting lit up and then passing it forward. So when I saw that, I just wanted to learn more about your experience with Sahara and maybe even what your life was like before that, if there was a big transition, and then what the expression of your Dharma coaching has been like in your life.
Ooh, yeah, that's a great question. And when I think about it, I get emotional because it just feels like the life I'm living right now is worlds apart from where I was before I even had the vocabulary of Dharma. And I think that's why I was drawn to Dharma Glow too, because I was like, wow, I could allow this to be part of my everyday language if I step into this fully with both feet in. And during the pandemic, I was really in like a stuck, dark, heavy place in my life. I'm sure many can relate. And I remember being introduced to Sahara's book called Discover Your Dharma. And she talks about just all the tools in which you can really dive into your soul discovery journey and get to know yourself. And I was really feeling like I was on the brink of discovering who I really was. Like I always felt like I was tiptoeing around, like we were talking before or we hopped on today, that I felt like I was tiptoeing around what I really loved. And that book was a breath of fresh air. And she didn't even launch her, Sahara didn't even launch Dharma Coaching Institute, which is the platform I got certified in as a Dharma coach. And so just even learning the language was a huge relief. Almost, it was so reassuring to know that I have a soul purpose larger than something beyond just trying to fix myself and lose weight and become the best in mastering whatever profession I was after before that. It was beyond this physical life. It was about stepping into the divine purpose of your soul. And so it was the launching pad to just me diving into spirituality. Mm-hmm. And then she launched Dharma Coaching Institute, where I was able to then, because so my Dharma archetype is a teacher. And so teachers tend to want to, when they learn things, they want to teach them right away. And that's how they serve the world. And I immediately wanted to do that. So it was just like a full body yes for me to then want to coach others to do that as well. So that was kind of the pathway for me to meet in this really dark place to being uplifted by Sahara's and her community, and then being able to want to offer that to others. Like, it was just the next natural step for me to take. And so I think I love how I was able to start at such an individual level, and then my scope just widened to connecting with community and others who also want to do the same with their journey and their life. And so it was that expansion really allowed me to see life from this bigger perspective. And yeah, long story short, that's how it unfolded for me. And yeah.
I love that. It's a great story of getting inspired and then stoking the flame and then using that to ignite other people.
Yeah, just totally passing it on. And yeah.
If you could think of the biggest shift in your being, the biggest one transformation you had as a result of going to the Dharma Coaching Institute, is there one thing you could think of?
Yeah. There's a quote that Sahara shared that really, something clicked within me, and it was, you are not a mind and body to fix, but rather a soul to know. And that just shattered the world that I once knew. And I realized it was about understanding myself versus fixing myself, changing who I was. Like, I realized that down to my clothes and my hair and my makeup, everything externally was just an accessory to who I really was. And so it really allowed me to dive into the core of who I was and really ask those deep questions of, who am I really? And what am I here to do? And start to question that. And so that was where it all started to unravel for me, when I got curious with my everyday existence. And it opened up so many doors, because I was asking these questions and reflecting individually, like in my journal, and just contemplating going out and going for walks and thinking about it within myself, but then asking others, and then that kind of sparking something within them. And then that kind of awakened my partner, my boyfriend, who also attended the Dharma Glow events with me. And it showed how that his circle of influence expanded and awakened too. So it's seeing how, when you start to question that within yourself, even just that act of self-reflection, it starts to ripple out to your community and those people who are closest to you.
Yes, I totally understand that. And I think that the analogy of the way trees are makes that make sense to me, because I'm looking at these beautiful trees outside and they appear to be separate. There's one tree here, another tall tree here, but underneath, the root systems are very much interconnected, and they're all feeding from the same nutrients and all communicating there. So that idea of separation is just the part that's above the surface.
Yeah, it's almost an illusion when you think about it. We're all interconnected. I love that metaphor, and I love how nature can inspire us that way.
So when did you finish the Dhamma Kirche Institute?
I think it was, I was in the first cohort. So we were all learning together, and I think it was September 2021. So it must have been super close to when I attended the first event with you. I don't think that's any coincidence.
Yeah, that's funny. I actually remember, because I have that book you're referencing, and I also remember when she was creating it. And I actually thought about doing it, and I remember the perks were, it was her and I think Nisha Bush, another guy. And she was like, we're going to be doing this one live, so you're going to get a discounted price than what we're going to be selling it for, and this will be the one we're doing it live. And I was considering it.
Yeah.
But I've done so many, and I still do so many like coaching and online programs. I was like, it's just not time for this one right now. But yeah, that's cool that it was the same time as Dharma Glow. And how long was the program?
Yeah, my course was 6 months. Okay. So it was a great way to go deep because it was a long period of time. And I think that's what I enjoy too, is just like those long periods where you're able to really dive into and go deeper into the layers.
And how long was it after the program that you started taking clients or doing programs yourself?
It was a while after I graduated. I was feeling like, is this really happening? Was this real? And it was a few months where I think 4 months I was just taking, again, that sacred pause after just letting it all integrate and really dreaming up, brewing up what I wanted to create, because I knew there were all these sides of me that I wanted to help others uncover. I knew that I had a relationship with music and creativity. And then I knew that I was so uplifted and awakened with Dharma and learning about spirituality. And then I also had to learn how to be self-compassionate with myself, because giving yourself grace and not giving into just hustle culture and being productive and all of that, I really had to learn how to be kind to myself. And so over, I guess it must have been 4 months, just me just living life. I even had a moment where I was grieving the loss of my grandfather, and I just really intentionally rested and let myself grieve. And that ended up being the moments when I was intentionally resting to uncover and get those downloads of what I really wanted to do. And all the pieces started to come together when I was resting and not really forcing ideas to come out. And I think it's really powerful to be in receiving mode and getting inspired just by what's already around you, and really opening your eyes to what's here, what's in front of you. That can also be really inspiring. And so just over the course of a few months after graduating, I think that was the most important thing for me to do, was rest for however long I needed to. And then it all unfolded from there.
Had to integrate all that.
Yeah.
All that work. So what I picture is, you know, when you put herbs or acid and like water, something like that, and you stir it around and it's all flurried going around, and then you stop and it's still going in the swirl, and then eventually it starts to settle and then calm down to the bottom until it's just, you can see clearly again.
I love these metaphors, these visuals, because that's exactly how it feels, right? You get stirred up, you're learning all these new things, and your world is almost shattering because you're learning this new language, and you're noticing things you didn't notice before. So it kind of feels very swirly. And when you take that moment to let it all subside and receive what all of that taught you and learn the lessons, that's where the magic happens, I think. I can really attest to that. So yeah, I love that.
100%, yeah. And for your specific offerings, have you been working with people one-on-one or more group programs? And do you have a preference?
Ooh, I I know that I can really go deep when I'm able to talk with people and coach people one-on-one. And so I started with one-on-one coaching clients, but then when I was designing my offer, I felt called to give them a platform and allow others to connect. And so my program is kind of a hybrid in which I work with clients one-on-one, and then they're able to meet at the end in a cohort and share their gifts on stage. And so that was really something I designed right up until before I was about to launch. I was like, wait, there's something here. There's something I feel like there needs to be a sacred send-off and a way for us to celebrate each other and really meet each other in person. And so I think I have really found my rhythm with working with one-on-one clients and then meeting them in person and graduating them in groups. And that's, I was able to rewrite the rules of coaching and do it my way because I felt like that's what awakened me, community, and others giving me that nudge to step on stage and get behind the mic and really truly share the truth of who I am, and is why I have that hybrid take on coaching.
Yeah, it's very cool that you've been able to create something that's unique and specific to you, and that you're moving from authenticity in that way.
Yeah, thank you. I think it takes a moment of reflection to see what feels good for you and not try to operate on default. And that goes for songs and writing poetry and questioning how it's been done before and gaining an inspiration from it, but also taking a moment to be like, how can I make this mine and bring my own flavor to it? And what feels good for me? I don't have to do it the way it's been done before. And reinventing that can also be a lesson in creativity.
100%. So I see your gift, your gifts sign back there. And I know that's what you encourage people to do and what you support people with, but I would love for you to describe like the type of person you help or what season of their journey they're in when they come to you looking for support.
Yeah, I love working with clients and souls and people who want to, like, inside they know that they're capable of something bigger and they're ready to step into it and create something that they know has always been brewing, but they just don't know how to yet. Or maybe they're experiencing obstacles within themselves, insecurities and narratives that they've been holding on to from their background and their experiences that have been holding them back. And I think of myself, my younger self, not being able to speak her truth because she felt like she wasn't worthy of it, or she was too much and not good enough. And so that's the type of people I feel like are needing my medicine, my gifts, because when you're too hard on yourself, you need that person to sit you down and be like, inside of you, that you're capable. And I think it's just a matter of giving yourself grace and learning to love yourself and not wanting to fix or change anything about yourself, because what's unique about you and what you are shameful of are actually the things that are going to attract your people and the things that light you up. And so when you double down and you start to unpeel the layers on what you hate about yourself and you start to love yourself instead, those are the types of people that I love to work with, because it's just kind of like an aha moment where we get to experience together, yeah, you've been worthy all along. Like, you don't have to be excluding the parts of you that you are shameful of. And so though creative souls, those are the types of people that I feel are ready to receive and open themselves up to going on a mission to gift your gifts and really unravel what that is for you. And also, I believe that everyone is inherently our artists and creatives, because we're always creating, we're always expressing ourselves and creators of our own universe, our own world.
I 100% agree with that. I say that often, and I feel like everyone's an artist, and the greatest thing you create is your own reality.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So it sounds like the work that you do with people is a lot of self-acceptance and worthiness work, which maybe allows them to loosen the grip on that like creative entity energy that lives within. And then it's not so compressed and compacted. It can just flow out. Because creativity is an energy, right? It's like when people cook things, their energy is in it. And yeah. Really, it could be when they do anything, their energy is in it.
Ooh, I'm getting chills when you're saying that, because have you read the book Big Magic?
I started it, yeah. Liz Gilbert's book.
Yeah, the concept of just inspiration and creativity is always is flowing as entities around us. And it's just a matter of being the vessel, the right vessel, and the perfect vessel for channeling it and bringing and manifesting the creativity to life.
That's exactly how I look at it. I feel like it's more like a frequency that's being broadcast, like from a radio signal, and that we're each individual, like radios that can tune in to different frequencies. And people can sometimes do it more or less consciously. I think like a really old model of a writer would be like the alcoholic writer, which I think is the exact wrong way to do it, because I feel like that's closing off the channel. But there's ways of purifying the channel where you can become a really clear receiver for all that inspiration. And then once you have the inspiration, then you have to take inspired action to manifest it.
Yes. I love the word you use, purify. I resonate with, just cleansing and detoxing your channel and just grounding yourself in what, in the truth of who you are, allows you to kind of be open to that channel.
You know, your body is a temple and your mind is a shrine.
Ooh, yes. I'm going to write that down in my journal.
Yeah, that's from a song by this group called Mantra Medicine, some friends of mine. It's called Body's a Temple. It's a really amazing song. And it uses that as a mantra, but it has some really cool beats over it too.
Speaking of music, I think that's just one of the best ways that I've healed. And just thinking about like Landrell's music and all of those vibrations that I've been opening myself up to have really allowed me to heal in the most simple way, because I'm able to receive and open myself up to those types of vibrations. And just experiencing it in real life is a whole other thing, because you really feel it in your body and you're seeing the performer, the artist expressing that in front of you. So that's so powerful. And just hearing others when you're like in concerts, just especially intimate ones, you feel everyone's energy and you're able to feel connected, like you were saying, with the roots. I think that kind of is, you're able to shed a layer because you're tuning into where we're all already interconnected with each other. And yeah, I love music as a means of healing.
Listening and receiving it, and also playing it, you were mentioning.
Yeah, playing it and singing. Yeah, activating your vocal cords and your throat chakra, and just being in that creative flow.
What do you like to sing?
I love to sing. I vibe with R&B and everything, actually. I love a combination of just talking voice and also just like soft, kind of, do you know Umi Butterfly? She sings the song Butterfly.
Yeah, I know of her, and I feel like I've heard her songs before.
Yeah, that kind of vibe of like soft, soft energy, I think also that's me tapping into that self-compassion side, that loving, soft side of myself, because I've been so hard. And so I think that kind of music is just kind of like whispering. I feel like I hear angels whispering into my soul when I'm listening to that type of music and what I'm vibing right now, and what I love to sing. I just learned that one on the guitar. That's why that was at the top of my head.
Oh, yeah. I think the natural flow into that is, you know, if you want to meet the invitation to express your voice, I would love to hear what you learned in that Umi song. I see that guitar right behind you.
Right now?
Right now. The universe is inviting you now.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I received that. I hope it's tuned. Let's see.
I can wait for you to tune it if it's not.
Oh, I think it's... Get my runes off. Let's see. I literally just learned it yesterday. I actually posted a video of it recently because I don't know the lyrics by heart yet, but I just was riffing off of the melody. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't expect to do this today. Butterfly, 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 where you gonna go tonight? Butterfly, butterfly, take me on your wings and fly. As a butterfly just passes, oh my goodness.
Yeah, beautiful.
Thank you.
Wow. The call.
Thank you for allowing me to just pick it up and go, because I think that's what it takes, right? Just stepping into it sometimes.
Being in a relationship with it. That was beautiful, by the way. Thank you so much. Your voice is beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. And one of my favorite and most useful books that I've read is Atomic Habits.
I love that book. Yeah.
It's how to make remarkable changes with tiny shifts. And in creating a habit, he talks about breaking it down to the smallest unit of change. So you just get the momentum going, because you have to establish a habit before you can improve a habit. And consistency is more important than speed, because the speed will build on itself. Like, that's something you're just playing. If you played it for 5 minutes every day, 10 minutes every day, after a couple of weeks, you'd be a lot better. After a month, you'd be a lot better. After 2 months, you'd be like so proficient at playing the song. And then that feeling of proficiency would then encourage you to learn more songs. It just all keeps building.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Like, just that first step, and taking that first step can reveal the next one. And then you start to create momentum. And from there, it's like you're flowing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
I think that's the start for me. Just kind of getting up and impromptu, just kind of not preparing. I think that is a big one for me. Just like, I've always felt like when I have to hop on stage, I have to prepare something, when it's really about just trusting that you are the creative energy and you are the value, you are the light. And yeah, it's just a matter of stepping into that or following that nudge.
Just being, allowing yourself to be, and be that vessel for whatever energy wants to be expressed at that time.
Yeah. Thank you for gifting me that moment.
Yeah, it's a good co-creation, I think. Gift your gifts.
Gift your gifts. It really is just about being. Yeah. At the essence of that message, it's about being and trusting that when you're in your being, that's when you're really gifting the world and contributing to the world.
I love it. Now that you're on a pause right now and integrating, but if someone were interested to connect with you or work with you, what's a way they can stay in touch?
Definitely. My channel and my medium that I'm loving right now is Instagram. I love how there's just so many ways to connect in through video form and through the DMs and through lives. I'm really going to just follow that momentum, that first step that you just really just allowed me to do, and just maybe post more music, tuning into that creative frequency, because I feel like that's also resting for me. It feels like breathing. And so you can catch me on Instagram at The Good Soul Days. And if you really want to tune into that frequency and connect with me, I'll be coaching again next year in 2023. And really, I'm right now taking the time to refine and get geared up for that next round. So if you're interested, I'll be just posting about it and refining right now. So thank you. Thank you so much for giving me the platform to share what I do, my mission, my life message. I really think that whoever's listening, I hope that I am the vessel for you to hear what you needed to hear today. And yeah.
Thank you so much for connecting and sharing. Your energy literally feels like a breath of fresh air to me. So I appreciate it. And I think that anyone that ends up choosing to work with you is blessed.
Oh, thank you, Dijon. And I'm excited to continue connecting with you and your community. I'm really looking forward to more in-person events now and sharing magic and moments like this. So thank you for everything.
I'll see you at Blow Up real soon.
Yeah, see you soon.
All right, peace.
Peace.
Thanks for spending a little bit of time with us, fam. I hope you got inspired and got value like I did. If you want to tap in with us more, connect with us on social media at Dharma Glow. Head on over to dharmaglow.com and see what opportunities there are for a deeper connection. And if you're feeling it, share it with a friend. Take a screenshot, post it on your IG stories, or just share this podcast and let them know you were feeling it. Appreciate your energy. Thanks for being here. We'll talk to you real soon. Peace.